Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have breaking news. The Ohio Midland News Group just sent me an email with a big announcement. We'll get to Mr. Big Willie in just a second. But breaking news, we need a sounder, breaking news sounder. Hold on, maybe one of these hotkeys has it. Breaking news. No, it's not it. Breaking news. Breaking news. Not really. Breaking news. Oh, that might work. Yes, we have breaking news. This show needs a lot of work. I need a lot of work. All right. But it is breaking news. This is serious. Okay. It says, good morning, everyone. I'm excited to share that our new website is officially live. Yes. You can check it out at rivernetworkradio.com. That's rivernetworkradio.com. Rivernetworkradio.com. It is live. It's official. I just got this at 8 o'clock, so no other media outlet has this story. It's exclusive here to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Thank you. All right. So we have that. Rivernetworkradio.com. I hope to God they're carrying my show, because if not, what's the point? I would say. All right, so there's that. So it's time now for Mr. Big Willie. Now, we don't know if Mr. Big Willie was named after the radio station or the radio station was named after him. But in any event, Mr. Big Willie is this legendary Valley OTR truck driver. This is all for real. This is not a goof. This is for real. And he talks to us from the cab of his luxurious state-of-the-art Freightliner Cascadia 125. Again, our very special guest, Mr. Big Willie, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Dimitri. I was just trying to write that website down again. What's that website again for the news thing?
Rivernetworkradio.com. That's rivernetworkradio.com. It just went live. They just made the announcement at 8 o'clock, so I didn't want to break into the Fox News, but I wanted to get the word out there ASAP, because that's just kind of how we roll.
That's going to be thousands and thousands of more people listening and looking, and already besides our 8,000 people that enjoy our show, and Big Willie and Dimitri and everybody, you know?
Our show?
You know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. I know what you mean about our show. Jesus. He's taking over already.
There's two stories today. Breaking news.
Yes.
But your show with special guest Big Willie.
Yeah, okay, so, fine. That'll work. Go ahead.
Anyhow, I just listened to your interview this morning from that Jay Stevens, which I had to take a couple shots of espresso about halfway through. But anyhow, not your fault, but this guy, Rick Farrell, and Rick Farrell's trash dump up there, it just cracks me up that he said he don't want to work with him. But I think there's more pressing issues than what siding they're putting on their building, and adding on an addition in the meeting room. I mean, you're talking some backwoods hillbilly stuff for being the biggest landmass area township in the state of Ohio. Their biggest issue is the building. I mean, come on. What about the Kimball landfill up there, the Rick Farrell trash dump? The whole place, you go to Melman's now, you sit in there and it smells like trash. You get all the trucks leading out of there, trash flying around. And Rick Farrell said he had nothing to do with it and he couldn't control it and this and that. But I think I remember an article from like 2019 where he fought against an injection well because of traffic and environmental stuff. But then all of a sudden he flipped when it comes to Kimball in 2020, 2021. He flipped over and thought it was a great idea. So I just wonder if maybe he'd answer that question. If you could get him on and ask him why the environmental change from 2019 to trash is more environmentally friendly, and that injection wells don't stink and throw trash all over. And you see it from the interstate. You can smell it with the heat and all them businesses around there, Everts, and they got their thing up there where they rent out, and all you smell is trash, and Enterprise rental truck and all them places up there, the mall, everywhere you go up there smells like trash. So thank Rick Farrell for that, I guess, even though he has nothing to do with it, but he helped stop an injection well. So that doesn't make sense to me. So that's just something I got a weird memory, Dimitri, and I don't forget too much stuff. And I had to laugh over the Cassidy thing too, a public figure, and you're set over my Greek ass. I had to laugh on that one. But yeah, you're right. She's on the signs of all the REMAX or whatever. I don't know. I take it back. I don't know what thing it is, but how I just know REMAX does the pictures and Century 21 and all that. So whatever one she works for. But I did see something where she did go to a little bit of law school, too. I might have read that online, but something smells over there, and it smells like she's either, why would you hire an attorney to get out of something when nobody forced you to get out, or why would you hire an attorney to send a letter to a little old, you know, talk show? I mean, we're not Howard Stern, we're not, you know, whoever else, Opie and Anthony in the morning, we're not a billion-dollar company, you know? Yeah, we scrape by 3 days a week because we can't afford to have us on 5 days a week. Yeah, so you want to beat up on a small guy when you're a huge attorney that practices law all over the country and D.C. and everything. So something stinks over there. I was actually in Shadyside Saturday for about 4 or 5 hours in an auction, and nice little village there. I mean, they got a nice fire department over there doing their thing and checking their equipment Saturday morning. And people were out and about. It was busy over there. So a great village. They're bringing in some money somewhere. It looks like they're doing pretty good. And I did see the Tiger Pub and the pizza place there, even though he had his open sign. I stopped there. He wasn't open until 2:30. So I was disappointed. So I was going to cheat on my diet. Breaking news, Big Willie's on a diet. I'm down almost 25 pounds. But anyhow, that's beside the point. The biggest thing, I guess, that I've been upset with, too, lately is I see that High County and FEMA, Lou Vargo said that the county has got $6.871 million from FEMA for flood relief. And I talked to the fire chief and some of the people in Valley Grove and Tridelphia, and they haven't received $1. The firehouse is still being fixed. They have to turn in requests for every little project. They got a couple of vehicles that still need replaced. They have a bridge that's out with six families and kids that the county commissioners, I guess, want to dig a creek bridge and let them drive through the water to kill everybody. And now they're putting regulations on everybody saying that your house and a mobile home is going to be 3 feet in the air with flood walls and this and that, but nobody's giving them money. There's 104 houses, I think, being tore down, but I haven't heard of $1 given out to anybody to fix anything. And if you do the math, at $7 million, if the county's got $7 million, and you got 104 houses, that's a good bit of money per house. I mean, you could probably rebuild the town with that $7 million. So where did the money go? And I know like $1.5 million went straight to the High County Water Department, according to what I read. So they got $1.5 million really quick, or they're getting it. The people that helped cleaned up are getting money, I guess, and the county's getting money for stuff they did, and the city got money for stuff they did and helped out, but the actual victims are getting beat up here. I mean, that's great that you helped cleaned up and what, and all these volunteer places and all this stuff, but nobody's getting the money. So where in the heck has $7 million went? I'd really like to get Lou on and just, I'd love to ask him, you know, you like to talk about everything you've done, but what about the victims? And they still haven't did nothing for the first responders or the people to help them get over the trauma of this situation. Nothing's been done. So, I mean, you want to step in where you're on TV and on the news saying, look at me, look at me. Well, what about the other first responders that were there? What about the victims that were there? Where is the $7 million going? If you're going to advocate and fight for the county and take that job on, you don't work for the city of Wheeling, number one. I mean, you're the county MA director, but it seems like you're up their butt, basically. why are you not helping out these county folks besides the county EMS thing or whatever? You're forgetting about, you know, a fire department has two trucks missing. The building's beat up. The Village of Valley Grove. I mean, they all need stuff. So I just like to see where this money's going that he's talking about, and why haven't the victims got it? And FEMA is a joke, from what I've heard, and the SBA. Yeah, you just lost everything. Your insurance won't cover it, but we're going to give you a loan in your low-income household. But wait a minute. You can't get a loan because you got bad credit. You can't get a loan. You know, so what in the world? What is FEMA even worth? You know, what's SBA even worth? You know, they could have got an SBA loan as a small business, you know, before this even happened. Why wasn't there something done beforehand? You know, why wouldn't they worry about the floods beforehand? They know it's happened before, in like 1989 or 1990, I remember. When I was a kid, it happened. So they didn't have all that then, but we didn't have the loss of life. And now they're making rules for the trailers and the connexes and all this. But I still don't know where the $7 billion went. That's a lot of money for a county and city to receive and not know where it's at, especially when the fire departments and the citizens still don't have anything. And I don't even know why the county commission is trying to beat somebody up over a bridge that was washed out when you got six families there. Who cares who owns it? What about the families? Is it about the money or is it about the families? Is it about you, the county commissioner, doing what's right, you know, and saying, all right, so, you know, let's get $300,000 or $400,000 and try to get this rectified. So if somebody dies or is a house fire, we can actually save it or take a chance at doing something and adopt that highway. I mean, who cares? You know, or are you really that self-centered that you're worried about your county money when you got the Highlands up there and all this other stuff you do and the water and the flowers and the cutting the grass, and but you got six families that got devastation and you want to argue with them over a bridge? I mean, give me a break. I mean, it just makes me sick to my stomach to even think that anybody would, you know, I know there's programs out there, the state does, and it has to be spearheaded by the county commissioner, and it has to be spearheaded by Lou Vargo at the EMA. So if I can find this information out as an over-the-road truck driver that doesn't do anything anymore besides drive a truck in Detroit, and thank God they're cleaning the streets up here. These Mexicans are doing a great job up here. They haven't got this far, but they weed eat the guardrails here. I don't see that in West Virginia and Ohio. But anyhow, I just don't understand why they're making such a big deal over a bridge, and they should be spearheading this thing, trying to get it done. I know there's programs there. I've looked them up, found them. I've sent them to the people that I've talked to, the fire chief and stuff, just trying to help out anywhere I can. And I don't even live over there, but you feel you have compassion for these people. And apparently the county doesn't give a crap. They came in, Lou came in, got his accolades, gets to wear his little white helmet, you know, at fire calls, and get his new gear that he absolutely doesn't need. All he needs is a vest and a ball cap with a green light on it. But, you know, he's got thousands of dollars in stuff because, you know, he's saving lives out there. But it just, I say that because it just irritates me that, you know, you do stuff like that, but you don't make it fair for everybody. You got favorites, you got, you definitely got a brotherhood that is this brotherhood over here, this brotherhood over there, this brotherhood over here, and he was down in the city at Respex, and you know, this and that, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. He came on the VOD, he came on your show, him and Tony Campbell, and you know, I think it's time for him to move on and get out of there. I mean, try to take over the 911 center, I guess, is what I heard through the grapevine. He wanted to be in charge of it. I think he's got a little